From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The new leader of Antigua's opposition UNDP looks forward to a by-election for the late education minister's seat. The Haitian government seeks to elude the embrace of the major lending agencies preaching structural adjustment.
They are fully aware of the impact of adjustment on Jamaica, and by gosh, they want to avoid that.
And a Jamaican doctor in London says Gordon Greenidge could return to the team in time for the second test. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Antigua's opposition United National Democratic Party hopes to demonstrate the unpopularity of the government when a by-election is held to fill the seat left vacant by Mr. Reuben Harris, who died last Friday. Mr. Baldwin Spencer, recently elected leader of the UNDP, believes his party can overturn the late Mr. Harris's sizable majority and build on that success for the next general election. I asked Mr. Spencer what impact Mr. Harris's death is likely to have on the openly divided ruling Antigua Labour Party.